Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. On this Mother's Day weekend, we enter this sixth week of Easter. And this is a very historic time, certainly for our parish. This week, we have the funeral for our pastor emeritus, Father Sharrett. You know, it's not every parish, not every parishioner that has the opportunity, the occasion to bury their pastor. This really is an important week, and I would encourage all of us as parishioners here of St. Patrick to participate in these funeral rites for Father Sharrett. He served the parish for 23 years. You were his family here. He has one surviving brother, no other relatives. And what a marvelous act of charity it is to come and to pray for a man who shepherded you for all of those years, to express charity to him who was a priest for you. A historic time, his funeral Thursday, Friday. It's historic for our parish too. This week we broke ground on our new addition. There haven't been parishioners who built a building here since 1920s, and yet here we are. Finally, for the church throughout the world, this is historic week in the sense that we arrive at the 40th day of Easter. The 40th day is the ascension of our Lord into heaven. We remember that he returns to the Father, and that return is so much different than his descent. He returns now with humanity. He returns with a human body, with a body that knows what it's like to love and to be loved, a body that knows what it's like to suffer and to endure, a body with scars on it. And the Feast of the Ascension really offers hope for everybody, for every human being, as we see Jesus in his humanity back with the Father, back in heaven. And so these are incredibly beautiful days. And in these days, Jesus is speaking in today's gospel of the Advocate, the Spirit of truth and the Spirit of love, that he will not, he does not leave us orphans. And that is very beautiful news. We heard that from his voice as he hung upon the cross and he gave us a mother, his mother, Mary. And as we come to this Mother's Day, as we come to this month of May, a word about our Blessed Mother. Since the Middle Ages, the Church has always associated the month of May with Mary. We might associate Mary with May processions or May crownings, with rosary or scapular devotions. But it's very important in the light of Easter to look at Mary. In the light of the risen one, in the new life of his resurrection, Mary has an important role. And it is, again, good news for us. May is the only month of the calendar that is always and entirely in the Easter season. And in that Easter season, we can think about the risen one coming back to his mom. You know, that's not found in the scripture. But Ignatius of Loyola wrote about it and how the risen one would have come back to Mary. How could he not? It would be like a son or a daughter not saying Happy Mother's Day to their mom. And the risen one brings her his risen humanity. She who had given him his humanity, he provides her with the light of the resurrection. And what she can provide us is significant. She provides the work of Jesus' victory, the work of his growing in us, of his growing in the church. And who can do this work better than Mary? She did it in the beginning, entrusted with the life of God and the Holy Spirit. Jesus grew inside of her. And if we want the life of God and his love to grow inside of us, we need the Holy Spirit and Mary. A few things to consider. Mary can teach us how to work with the Holy Spirit, how to partner with the Holy Spirit. She did this the best. And in a world where there are so many different spirits, as humanity, as human beings who can be afflicted or oppressed by many different spirits, to welcome and receive and to partner with the Holy Spirit, man, that is good news. And that Holy Spirit in these days helps, Mary helps us to receive the Holy Spirit. Mary helps us as well to receive Jesus well, and more specifically, how to receive the Eucharist well. You know, recently we had First Holy Communions, and children are taught how to receive the Eucharist, to make a throne of God or to stick out their tongue. Well, we need reminders of how to receive the Eucharist well. Not only in our bodily position, saying amen and making a throne of God, not grabbing the host, not like a crab, but to receive the Eucharist well in faith, in hope and love. How many people do not do that? How many people not in full communion with the church receive the Eucharist? But to receive the Eucharist well means to receive in faith and hope and love, and Mary helps us to do that so that we bear fruit, so that our reception of the Eucharist is not in vain. Mary can help us to receive the Eucharist well. And finally, Mary has great power over evil, and she teaches us not to be afraid. You know, whenever we face a fearful situation, it's kind of normal, it's our fallen nature to put up a good defense, to get into like game mode. Mary shows us that we have nothing to fear. She is the one who conquers evil in her Son. I once heard it said that the Blessed Mother wears combat boots. I kind of like that image, but I've never seen it. Rather, I've always seen statues of the Blessed Mother, and she's barefoot. And barefoot, she crushes Satan's head. That's how much power she has. That's how fearless she is over evil. And that can instill such great hope for us. In many ways, in whatever way the evil one constricts us, in whatever way he fills us with fear, Mary can teach us not to be afraid. My friends, as we celebrate this Mother's Day weekend, as we find ourselves in this Easter season throughout this month of May, let us thank God for giving us his mother. Let us thank God that his Easter graces, his Easter victory continues to be shared with us. And let us pray for the grace to receive that well, to know more fully the grace and the power of Jesus Christ. Mary knew that fully. She gave him birth. And through her intercession, through her tender love, through her motherhood, she can help us to do the same. May Mary and the Holy Spirit grow Jesus in us, and may we bear much fruit in this time. God be with you.